can't be sick. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
And if you were a butterball turkey, you would be done right now.
You know what? If I sit in the kitchen while you're cooking, I could just sweat it out.
You're a trooper, but I don't think you should push yourself.
We'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving next year.
I gotta wait a whole year for turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie.
See how sick you are? You didn't even mention mashed potatoes or the cranberry sauce.
Damn this fever.
You rest. I'm gonna go break the news to Mom and Victoria.
Tell them I'm sorry.
They'll be disappointed, but they'll understand.
And gravy. How can I forget the gravy? This might be malaria.
Well, if it is malaria, you should stop talking.
Well, how is he?
He's sick as a dog, so we don't have to cook.
I don't have to do nothing. He can't even get down a pizza.
It's a miracle. It's a holiday miracle.
What's going on out there?
For the first time in my life, I see love.
Watch him in the water when the shark is sick. Yeah, I'll tell Samuel. Yeah, and if you can't get him to take his aspirin, hide it in the cheese cube. Yeah, that's how I get him to take his Beano. Okay, bye.
Mike is sick on Thanksgiving. Can't even imagine how this is going to affect the economy.
Well, you don't need to check the papers to know that pumpkin pie futures are going to be way down.
Now, is he really sick, or is this like the day after the all-you-can-eat hot wing incident?
Mm-mm. No, when he can't get out of bed for a Thanksgiving meal, he's down for the count. Even after the 36 hot wings, he still came to work.
The smell of Tabasco oozing from his pores. And the mournful cries from the bathroom of, it burns, oh God, it burns.
Well, I'm surprised he's not sick all the time. Man never washes his hands.
Yeah, our cook is exactly the same way. And he's a picker.
Picks what?
You name it. If he can reach it, he picks it. Anyway, what are we doing for Thanksgiving now?
Well, we're certainly not going to eat here. Hey, there's a singles potluck at my church. Good home-cooked meal, plenty of available women.
You're not suggesting we hit on women in a house of worship, are you?
Some of the nastiest women I've ever met has been a church. The first bear boob I ever saw was a deacon's daughter.
Really?
Oh, she was a freak, too. Said I could touch it for $5. Three of which were supposed to go to UNICEF.
I am intrigued. And yet I worry that without the benefits of alcohol and loud techno music, a spotlight will be shown on the fact that I'm a horny, penniless waiter.
No, what you are is a mysterious, exotic immigrant looking to make good in the land of opportunity.
And all I need is the love of a good Christian woman who truly understands that the meek shall inherit the earth.
And the last shall be first. They don't call it the Sermon on the Mount for nothing.
So are we talking full dashiki and no speaky the English?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but luckily your charitable American benefactor will be there to translate.
You much good friend to Samuel. Mr. Carroll.
One world, one love, my brother.
Take a couple more bites. It's chicken soup. It's good for you.
It's chicken and noodles. I like chicken and stars.
Sweetie, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. Stars are chewy and noodles are slurpy.
Well, why don't you just chew the noodles into little stars?
Hey, Dal, great news. My brother's in town and he's coming over for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I hope he likes Chinese food. We're not cooking this year.
What are you talking about?
Well, with the eating machine on the fritz, it's every man for himself.
But I promised Frankie a big home-cooked meal, even when I don't got his favorite wine.
Oh, bread. That's my favorite, too.
don't like noodles. I like stars.
I'll show you stars right in your noodle.
What's all this about Turkey Day getting canceled?
Mike, sick as a dog. I'm not going to go to all the trouble for nothing.
Kind of a big decision to make without calling a family meeting, don't you think?
We actually don't have family meetings, which is one of the main reasons you're still here.
Joyce, I promised my brother an old-fashioned Thanksgiving with my loving wife and my loving family.
Wife?
You know what I mean, wife-to-be. We're practically married.
Practically nothing. It's been over a year since you stuck this fake rock on my hand. And I haven't heard a peep about an actual wedding date.
Oh, I see. You're trying to use this as blackmail to get me to marry you. Very nice.
Blackmail you? Oh, I'm sorry. I was under the impression you wanted to marry me.
What I want you to do is stick a fistful of bread up a turkey's ass and toss it in the oven.
Well, hand me a loaf of rye bread and bend over.
All right, don't sneeze on me, cough on me, or fart on my leg.
Molly?
No, your wife called first dibs on the couch, and since Joyce won't let me in our bed, I have to bunk with patient zero.
Are those your feet under my legs?
You mind? They're ice cold, and your calves are like a fire pit.
Actually, the cold's kind of nice.
What's the big deal about a piece of paper? She knows I love her. What more does she want?
Will you hand me my water?
Absolutely. Wow. Like leaning over a 300-pound microwave burrito.
Thirsty.
Yeah, sit up a little. Don't drink too much, because I'm not going to give you a piggyback ride to the can.
I love bendy straws.
You know, women have to complicate everything. You ever notice the only time they're happy is when they're making you miserable?
Crazy straws are fun, too. Do they still make those?
Men don't like all that drama. We're simple folk. You know, sometimes I think gay guys really got it made.
Okay, move your feet.
I'm just saying, with women, a guy's word isn't enough. Remember when I promised you tickets to the Bears game?
Yeah, I do.
And did I make good on that promise?
No, you did not.
And yet, here we are, snuggled up like two bugs in a rug. My life would be so much easier if I liked to drive stick.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, boy, it's not like you're my type either. Plus, you could do a lot worse than me.
No, I really think I'm gonna throw up.
All right. I'll get you a bucket and some ice chips. I'm just saying, your wife's downstairs, and I'm up here taking care of you. Don't tell me I'm not a catch.
I really hope this is a fever dream.
What the hell?
Damn it. Who organized this kitchen? Jose Feliciano?
Vince! Doing? 6 o'clock in the morning.
Six? I gotta get my birds in the oven.
Birds?
They were all out of turkey, so I got 9 Cornish hens and 2 chicken fries.
How many ladies leaping?
Apparently none. I'm cooking this whole thing by myself.
Hey, you can't blame Mom for being mad at you, Vince. You've dragged this engagement out a long time.
Hey, I want to marry her. I just need to wait for the right time.
Yeah, and when is that?
When I'm not dead-ass broke.
What are you talking about, broke? I thought your airline pillow business was raking in the door at me.
I got knocked out by the giant conglomerates. Turns out Big Little Pillow totally smothers Little Little Pillow.
So you don't have any savings or anything?
That got pretty well chewed through when my first wife got sick. Between the hospital bills and home care, I was tapped out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bunny hated hospitals. It was better for her to be home so I could be with her.
Well, have you told Mom this?
No. I don't want her to think she's engaged to some deadbeat. Besides, I'm going to turn it around and I'll be able to take care of her in the fashion she deserves.
So, how much stuffing can you get into one of these Cornish game hens?
I pack it in those tiny rumps till they say uncle. Don't just mash them. You gotta whip them so they're light and fluffy. Put your rotator cuff into it.
Do you break it? Know how to mash potatoes.
If you say so, but I'm looking at some pretty sizable lumps.
Yeah, and I'm talking to one. You want to do the potatoes, be my guest.
I'm in charge of the birds and the pasta. You're in charge of all the side dishes and keeping the liquor flowing.
Oh, okay. I can handle that.
Hey, I was letting that breathe.
Which is what I'm doing to you, thanks to this wine.
They were all out of black olives, so I got green ones and soy sauce. I figured we can dye them like Easter eggs.
Her volunteering to help is kind of a mixed blessing, isn't it?
That's why I sent her on an errand. She usually gets lost.
I was a little bit older than I expected.
Yes, I'm guessing several of these people were actually at the first Thanksgiving.
This is probably just the early birds. You know, I'm guessing the younger crowd's gonna filter in a little bit later.
Oh, good. Just in time to help us load the wheelchairs into the vans.
You know, when I heard it was a singles thing, I figured it was because they hadn't found a husband. Not because they buried one.
At least one. It's like walking into the Thriller video.
I'm gonna warn you boys off the stuffing. Miss Minerva's half blind, and those pecans could be anything from dog treats to kidney medication.
Grandma, where's all the young people? Everybody here's in the triple digits.
I should have known you wasn't here for good Christian fellowship when you showed up with Kunta Kinte.
This is actually traditional Senegalese formal wear.
Well, then I got a shower curtain you can wear to prom. You boys need to get out of here if you're just trying to knock some precious lamb off of her righteous path.
Ain't no lambs here. Just old goats and mules.
Listen, instead of just standing around thinking nasty thoughts, why don't you top off some sweet teas or get these folks some pie?
Okay, Grandma.
And when you take them pie, you might want to hold a mirror under their noses. Don't just set it on their laps and walk away. I worked hard on those pies.
Great. So on my one day off, I have to serve people food. Thank you, Carl.
Knock, knock.
Did you bring me some 7-Up?
No, I'm looking for a pair of earrings I loaned Molly.
Would you mind bringing me some 7-Up?
Sure. Why don't I wait on you hand and foot, let you have sex with me every night, and then when it comes time to marry me, you back out.
If we don't have 7-Up, ginger ale's fine.
Vince and I have been engaged for over a year. Why can't you men commit?
And put a bendy straw in it. I love bendy straws.
I am not going to twist anybody's arm to get him to marry me. I am a vibrant, sexy woman. I can have any man I want.
You know, I think I could hold down a couple of saltines if you're headed to the kitchen.
I think maybe it's time to light a fire under Mr. Moronto's hairy ass.
Crackers. 7-Up. Anything! You ladies did a wonderful job. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
Now get out of those rags and put on something nice. My brother will be here any minute. Well, at least I'll look good.
Vinny, give me a hug, you bald-headed bastard.
Francis, welcome to my humble abode.
What are you doing out here in the sticks? There isn't a decent cannoli for at least 3 miles.
You don't consult the map when you follow your heart, Francis. Allow me to introduce you to my precious family.
Hi, I'm Molly.
That's my oldest. She's a teacher, a shaper of young minds. Little opinionated, but the good with the bad.
Okay, thank you, Vince. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. What's the story with this one?
I'm Victoria, Vince's baby girl.
I'm your Uncle Frankie. I upgraded to a Lexus at the airport if you want to go out for ice cream after dinner.
Okay, you're one of those Uncle Frankies. Come on, why don't you help me in the kitchen?
What happened?
You did nothing wrong.
Was that the doorbell?
You must be Francis. Well, I can see who got the looks in the family.
Frankie, this is Joyce. She's my...
No, just Joyce. He's been threatening to marry me for over a year, but I'm not holding my breath.
If you did, you'd pop out of that dress.
Oh, wow. Clever.
Can I get you a drink? I got your whole case of that New Zealand Malbec you like.
I've actually matured into the heady Tuscan varietals. I have an adventurous palate.
I can tie a knot in a cherry stem with my tongue.
Turkey done yet?
Oh, yeah, we got one we keep in the attic.
Every family does. In our family, it was him.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
You know, her perfume was a little overwhelming at first, but now I don't mind it so much.
Mine has more of a medicinal smell, but it too is oddly comforting.
If you've got something to say, this is my good ear.
He said you smell nice.
Shut up, man. These old guys are already starting to give us a stink eye. Yeah. Start throwing art cards like ninja stars.
Yeah, if I'm going to get my ass kicked, I'd rather it weren't by a prosthetic leg.
What do you say we get out of here? This place is dead.
It will be soon.
I've got a jug of sangria and a box of dominoes at my place.
Oh, we could watch football and have leftover cobbler.
We'll meet you out at the van.
Are we really going to do this?
Just cobbler and football.
Perhaps they're expecting more.
Well, whatever happens at the assisted living facility stays at the assisted living facility.
This doesn't look like a Thanksgiving dinner. It looks like a drive-by at a chicken coop.
You gotta get some food in your mom before she takes her top off and starts giving my brother dollar lap dances.
And she's just trying to upset you. Why don't you go in there and just tell her the truth?
Hey, I might be flat broke and living rent free with you people, but I got my pride.
She's a loyal woman. Besides, if she hasn't found a reason to dump you yet, you're probably in the clear.
Huh? What'd I tell you? Is that a knot or is that a knot?
Very impressive.
And that's just one of the things I can do with my tongue. Is your shoe tied?
All right, Joyce, reel it in. Frankie, back off.
Hey, you're not doing anything, although I'm guessing I could if I wanted to.
Try it, and the turkey won't be the only thing getting carved tonight.
What turkey? It looks like you ran over a family of baby ducks.
Hey, until you make an honest woman of me, I'm a free agent.
Mom, Vince has something to tell you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I smell turkey.
Stay in bed, Vince.
I'm broke, okay? I don't have two nickels to rub together.
That's it? That's the reason you haven't married me yet?
I want to be able to take care of you. Give you the nice things you deserve.
I don't care about any of that. For better or for worse, you big dope. Doesn't that mean anything?
But I can't shower you with diamonds and furs. I had to hock my watch to pay for those chickens.
I don't need any of that stuff. All I want is you.
I love you, Joyce. You're a hell of a broad.
Come up. It's a miracle. I got my appetite back.
I think Bobo chewed through his chain.
By the power vested in me by the state of Illinois, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
I love you, Vin.
I love you too, Red. And I promise as soon as I get back on my feet, I'll give you a proper wedding.
You already did. And now I'm going to give you an improper honeymoon.
Here you go, baby brother. Just a little something to give you two young people a fresh start.
You soft-hearted son of a bitch. I don't know what to say.
May I kiss the bride?
No.
They have a cafeteria here. Maybe they got turkey pot pies.
Thanksgiving is over, Mike.
Turkey jerky, a pigeon, anything.